So I like to do some selection of the Chavetz Chaim, because Chavetz Chaim, because of the value in and of itself, and because the Chavetz Chaim writes that those who learn his Svarim shall have a special kesher with him. So this year I'd like to do some selections of the Chavetz Chaim, not a safer straight. In the last year we learned Shem Olam. I don't think we accomplished this Haggah of this Ha'arva of the Chavetz Chaim, which is a very important yesod in learning. V'hinei HaTorah Nikreis, I sent it out on your phones, but I... HaTorah Nikreis V'shem Mashal HaKadmoni, that the Torah is referred to by Chazal is the Mashal of the Ribbono Shel. So Mashal means that you're giving an example of something which will be easier to understand than the actual substantive issue that you want to accomplish. So Kadosh Baruch Hu apparently is something that we're supposed to understand, which is hard to understand. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a Mashal, an example, an analogy, a fable, that helps us understand. So why is the Torah called the Mashal HaKadmoni, the Mashal of the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Upirish Rashi, HaTorah Shehi Mishaloi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beratz Aloymar K'moy Shehois In Eize Tumunas Partzuf Shal Yedei Zeish Tzas Achiza Lizboinein Ba'oso Odom. Sometimes, what's another way of, what's another Mashal? Another emotional time is like a person, we would call it like an emoji. You want to catch that you're cracking a joke, so you put an emoji that a smiley face. Right? Person wants to express their upsetness, they put an emoji that is a emotional for being upset. A parts of, right? Sometimes you have, we would call it in English a caricature. You want to explain something, you want to tell something about somebody. So you want to highlight a certain quality of somebody. So you make a caricature of that, so that it highlights that thing. What's the Obama had very big ears, right? So all the caricatures of Obama had big ears, right? So they wanted to draw attention to one particular tchuna. So that's a caricature. Very often it's done in emotions. Person wants to give a caricature of a person who's upset. So they'll have to see the entire face will be like an ugly kind of a face. So that's the mashal. So the Chavetz Chaim says that Temunas Partzuf Shal Yedei Zeh Yesh Ktsas Achiza Lizboinein Boisayadam. Then you have a caricature, highlights one particular quality, it gives you a little bit of an insight, a grasp of this person. Keina Toira Kedoshi Kein Zeh. That's what it means, a Moshal Kadmoni. Shal Yoda Onumakirin Ksas Kvayt Hashem Yizbarach. It's a caricature of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It gives us a little bit of an insight of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hine yodua shatayra kedosh shayrish oira lemalo gavoya ma'oid ma'oid. Acha kedosh baruch hu ba'avur shu rav chesed ma'oid va'oyev li amoy ad shekorim v'shem bonim. That the Torah is really, the source of the Torah is something that's very, very much above our grasp. Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's a Rav Chesed, because he loves us, because he calls us his children, he'll bish es or haTorah kish hayridu lanu b'ma'atafa shel zeh ha'olam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us his Torah, his insight. So he takes his Torah and he envelops it in terms that make that we're able to grasp, because he puts it into oilam hazeh terms. Imatafashal zeh oilam. Kedeshin niyat yecholim lizdabek boy. So that we can connect with this chachma. Veinebavur shezeh ha'olam kotan meichil as godel kedushas ora. This world is not large enough to contain the or the expanse, the insight of the Torah and the sanctity of the Torah. Al gein hutzur Hashem yizbarach litzamtzima. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to limit what he reveals to us. V'afilu kishin islam shom binyanei ze'olam. And even as it picks up the outer trappings of this world, Omurayin shein keitzach achmasa. We get an understanding that there's so much more there to understand, and that there's an ein soif, an ein keitz, to the chachma that Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us. Okay, Shiroa Sanovi, when Zechariah saw this, Ba'olam Hayetzira Shu Olam HaMalachim, V'tzir Raisa Kefi Mashu Sham, he machzekes yoiser mishleishes alofim pa'amim mikola olam shalonu. K'may she'amru chazal. So Zechariah had a nevuah. He saw that in one of the highway lamas, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, so there are four olamos. Right? There's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's in the olam of Atzilus, and then he wanted to bring down some of his chachma, so that goes into the olam HaBriya, and after that is the olam HaYetzira, and then we're the olam HaYosiya. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's the chachma Selikis is far above the olam Atzilus. But in order for us to be able to attach a little bit, we're in the olam HaSiya. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to bring it all the way down. He wouldn't bring it down. You know, he had to give it a caricature. He had to give it a tziur, so that somehow we will connect. So how do we connect with an appreciation of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, with the Shem HaVaya that comes from Yitzhila? So a bracha helps us connect. A bracha takes the some of the oiras of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, takes some of the reality of the bracha and connects it to a very, very specific act in this world. So that's mitzamsem. That the Baruch Hu was the boirei priya eitz. So that's taking a huge presentation and bringing it to a point where we can connect to it, so we can understand a little bit of it, right? And as the Gemara expands and what's called the Priya, what's called Briya, and what's the Kabbalah Amach Shem Vebrachos, we understand more and more and more of it. But it's still going to be very, very limited. So that's an example of what it means of a Moshel Akadmoini, that that there are realities in this world and the Olam Mesul Yoinim that are out of our grasp. Kadosh Baruch Hu bechazdei agadol, so he wants us to be able to attach somewhat to an understanding of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So he puts it in terms that and events that we can connect with. Haklala yaitse mikol divarenu. I think we skipped a few lines where he discusses terms that I don't understand. Haklala yaitse mikol divarenu shal yedea tayron amakirin kavod Hashem yizbarach. Shehu ad ein cheker ve ein tachlis. Val yedei ze yom ya odom lide avas Hashem yizbarach. Veze kavonas Hasifri, Hamuva Bifnim in the text. This is a footnote. When the Navi is misnabe, a complaint, a musar, that the Kayanim were not seeking out the Rabbonu Shalom, and those who studied Torah didn't understand me. So it means, so the Chafetz Chaim explains that we weren't mizboinin enough. What is a Kayan doesn't know, didn't say Hashem? It means a Kayan can be in Beis HaMikdash, but if he's not seeking out to be connected to the Rabbonu Shalom, so he's not saying Ayi Hashem, so he's not taking advantage, he's not connecting, he's not concretizing the ability that he has to become closer to the Rabbonu Shalom. A person can be put, right? The person can be in a place of Kedusha, but if he's not Mizboinen, Rabbi Yoshua points that at the beginning of Sefer Yikra. There in Sefer Yikra, the Torah says that a person might be Tomei and he'll end up coming into Mikdash B'Shoigeg. So how can he be B'Shoigeg? Could be he doesn't know that it's also for Tomei to come into Mikdash. That's why he's B'Shoigeg. So the Gemara says it could be that he doesn't know he's in Mikdash. It's a little bit of a pella for a person not to know that he's in Mikdash. Well, the Gemara says, no, but that's a person can be so detached to what that person is doing that they're not mizboine and they don't have mindfulness. A person can be doing a mitzvah and his mind can be in a different place. We all know. We can end up saying a bracha, and it's the pitvut dvarim. We don't think for a moment what the bracha is. And certainly, as we learn more and more what a bracha is, so we will come to understand more and more of what kavanas a person can have, b'shas amiris a bracha. So he's saying, v'toyse ha-toro le'yuduni. A person can learn. He can learn b'kiyas, he can learn iyun kal, he can even learn iyun Chomer, but if he's not, if he doesn't, and it's all gevaldik, a mitzvah Talmud Torah, the kind of mitzvahs, chol milo milo, and he gains an insight in the Chochmas Elokis. But he could end up, if he doesn't realize that if Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself through Torah, so a person could end up not being misboinen. That's what he says. Ain't no misboinen. They don't remind themselves from time to time that this is Chochmas Elikus. And this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala this to us because he wanted us to be able to see the Moshal HaKadmoni. So we could lose that opportunity to catch an insight into the Hanhaga the Rabbonu Shalom. Good. So we are in what is probably, I think, probably the most difficult sugya in Halachas Brachos, because it takes us into different halachas of Zeruim and the Tumas Arichlin, and at its core, it's not a difficult sugya. We're trying to define what is a pri, but in order to appreciate what is a pri, what Chazal, when they were misaking brachos, what they took into account is what's called a pri. So they were defining the term pri based on many halachas and so on. So that's what our sugya is taking us through. So the first part of the sugya, and the sugya is dwelling on the tzlaf, because the tzlaf has four different aspects that people are interested in, right? The leaves, the timrais, the pri called the vyoinais, and the kafrisim called the shell. And for us, that will be important because We're going to see. We're going to discuss sunflower seeds, and we're going to discuss maybe even chestnuts, and we'll discuss different peiros, not so common, where we might be nene from different parts of the plant, different parts of the tree, different parts of the fruit even. And the mashal is garinim. That's a good mashal. Person who is having watermelon seeds. So if there's enough of a market for watermelon for sunflower seeds, so l'chayra, even though that is not the botanical tree, it is the. It could be daited the hachi, not the ishe. So that's what we're focusing in on. Tzlaf. Because tzlaf will explain to us how we're magdir a pri. And the sugya is whether we say shahakol or we say boire pri. So the first part of the sugya began with kura, and then we got into tzlaf. Because tzlaf also, the parts of the hardware of the tree are edible. Kura, by a dekel. So there are times when the stem is edible. When it comes to tzlaf, so there are times when the stem is edible. It's timris, where the alan, the leaves are edible. Now the Gemara, and the Gemara said, the Gemara quoted a Memra, that alam etimris is borei pri adama, and eviyonis v'kafrisin is borei pri eitz. So the Gemara said, Rashi explained, the Gemara said, the daited achinat inshe. Okay. Gemara said, this is not a perfect mashal for kura, because over here, if one benefits from the hardware, one's not going to kill the plant. It's a little bit different than Kur. Okay, good. Now the Gemara goes on to say there was a mice of Rav, right? That during Orla, that when a tzlaf tree was in its first 3 years, so Ochal es akafrisin v'zarakos avyaynis. Okay, so Mikan leimdim, there be kiva holds. What do we see from that Memra? The legabi Orla. No? What's the din ayyitzim mikan? Right, because otherwise it would not be osav arla. So how does us? Why is that akasha?
Is the other race?
Right, both are payers. Okay, so the Gemara does not say the Rashbos point. Hainu lebracha v'hainu liarla. It would be a gewaltig answer. Where does that say that? So Vaisachais, the Rashba says, how you see from here, your side, that the gather of pri for Orla is going to be the gather of the pri for Paris. Okay? Omale. So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, that you can't bring a raya from this din. Why is that? Because when orla, there are more kulas lagavi orla. And it could be that bracha will paskin bracha like a belozer. It could be when it comes to bracha, we'll say that avyaynis and kefrisin are peiros. But when it comes to orla, especially orla bovel, orla and chutzlarez, then we go with the Kula de Geshita. Kula de Geshita is that Kafrisan are not Peiros Legabe Nu Orla. Alright, so Rav, Akasha was in Rav, isn't that a problem? Rav says Legabe Orla. Halacha kemekel holding a Rabbi Kiva. Gave bracha, we'll still say bar priates. Okay, good. So far, so good. We had a side kasha. Why wouldn't Rav Ashi be more mekel of Beis Shammai? So we had an important gemara that Beis Shammai is not oiled to be an opinion the gabe this din. Good. So now the gemara switches gears for a moment and says, but Rav, how did you eat the kafrisin? When it comes to orla, there's a din that esatofel leperioi, shomer lepri. So shomer lepri is also aser mitam orla. So the Gemara, so what our kasha now is a kasha on no v'tepiklei on whom on Rav, right? And Rav. That how could Rav eat the kafrisim? It's an oral kasha now. Now that's not a bracha kasha. Until now, we are asking how could Rav eat the kafrisim? They're also called peri, right? So we're asking a kasha from orla onto bracha. Answer was that enachanami legavi bracha, we're going to follow Rabbi Eliezer legavi orla, we're following Rabbi Akiva because kol hamekel bor talachim chutzlar. Good. Now the Gemara says, but Rav, you're in chutzlar. So I understand why you would paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the kafrisin are not the pri, that you don't have to give trumis and maisers on the kafrisin. I get it. Okay, but there's another din legavi orla. The gabe orla first has to refrain from the shomer lepri. So forget about brachis, forget about tuis and mice, forget about Eliezer. We're zeroing in on Ashayla and Rav. Rav, how did you? Why were you being oichel kafrisin? It's not a pri, but it is a shomer lepri. That's the pashas asugya. Okay, there's a machlekes Rashba Ravid whether we just what we said now is correct pshat. But l'chayra, v'tepiklei, right? D'i nami Rabbi Akiva d'oma le'inyan ma'is d'lav pirininu le'inyan orla asire kafrisin d'havalei shomer. Right? So l'chayra, what Rashi's saying is we're not the hilchos brachos right now. We're asking Hilchas Orla for a moment, all right? And that's going to be a Machloikas Rishayim. So now, the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says, V'tepuk lei, denasa lepri, shomer lepri. The Gemara is going to say at the very end, Ela Omar Rava, Heicham Rina v'shomer lepri. Heicha dechishok al elo amar Rava. How are we going to enter miyashir Rav? Heicha min avi shomer lepri. Heicha dechishok al toleli shomer mais peri. It's a real shomer. How do you know it's a real shomer? Because when you take off the shomer, the pri dies, shrivels up, can't use it anymore. Right? The marshal, a person takes off the peel of an apple. So it gets brown. So unless you like brown apples, right? Person takes off the peel of a banana. Also, I think it gets shrivels up a little bit. So take off, is a good example, take off the peel of an avocado. It gets black. So so there are times when taking off the peel is The pri doesn't do well without the shomer. You see, this was a shomer pri, right? As long as it had the peel, the apple stayed white. Without the peel, turns brown. Right? The orange, as long as the peel was on, it maintained its juice. If you take it off, it begins to shrivel. That's a shomer pri. But, you take off the kafris from the Evyain, that's still a gavaldic Evyain. Nothing changes, right? Doesn't have the uvda. They experimented with shaklul and eister remina, the yavish remina. Ah, that's a shem lepri. Shaklul the pircha de bitisa, but they took the pircha, the fruit. I guess here it means the shell. Vikayim bitisa. Oh, so now it's what's Rab saying? Rab's saying the reason that I could eat the kafrisin because even though it's an orla kafris, well, I could eat the kafrisin mitzadin peri. I pasken like Rabbi Akiva because I call him Mekel Varish Halacha Kamayse Bechutzlas. All right, and he holds it's not a pri. And he, Targum Bekiva, may not even say a bracha bar pri on the kafris. Lagave bracha, hold the gabal yezer. Fine. I'll tell me I'm in violation of Arlu because of Shemel Lepri. No. There are different ways of defining a Shemel Lepri. You can define a Shemel Lepri based on whether it protects, whether it stays with the pri, the achar, and then it falls off. You could define a Shemel Lepri based on whether it begins its job, b'shas hascholas lepri, or you could define a shemir lepri based on whether it protects the pri ad kidei kach that without the shemir it's garnished. And Rabbi Aki and Rav defined shemir lepri as something which is something which that without that it dies, the pri shrivels up. So you see, it's maintaining the pri. In that case, so the kafris is not that kind of a shemir lepri. So therefore, Ram said, "Lekavir alumpak," right? Kacha sugya. Good. How can we get lost over here? So if you don't skip from Batepuk till Elamarov, right? Okay, we can't skip. That just shows you now we know where we're going in the sugya. So now we have to just make sure we understood the whole deal over here. So what's going on here is Omar Rava, Rava's first attempt, right? El Omar Rava was the one that works, but Omar Rava, his first attempt to defend, again, clarity, chlorokite. Right, to defend who? Bishas Orlan wasn't chayshish for the din of Shemir Lepri. So number one, teretz number one is Heichad Isa Betolosh Bein B'mchuber Hocha B'mchuber Isa Betolosh Lesa. So Abaye criticized this answer of Rava because he said that we know that the Shomer of the Rimon is considered to be correct. We know Hanates, well, the Nates is not part of the Rimon Lagabe Tumas Eichlin, right? We said klipe rimon vanetz shelo is chayav in b'orla. Right? So now, how did that unravel Rava? Rava says that it has to be a shomer that stays with their fruit afilu betolish. All right? So now, the klipe rimon vanetz shelo, they are chayovin bo'orla because shomer lepri, correct? However, they're not considered to be part of the pri when it comes to tumas eichlin. So here you have a klipa that when I have this rimon on my table, so it's obviously no longer mechuber, and the klipa was not considered to be new.
tumah.
It's not ochlin, which means if it's not ochlin, meat is not part of the pre legavi ochlin, right? On the other hand, it is also mitam orla. So you see that something is not considered to be part of the food, and yet it's also ba'ola. That means that the klipa is considered to be part of orla, even if it is not helping or covering the fruit b'shas lisha. All right. Again, so we're assuming that ein mitzdarif. Even though we say shevir mitzdarif in latuma, hanemile klipas ego is very wrong. Avol hanetz shomer al gabe shomer ve'ein mitzdarif. Nevertheless, the shomer al gabe shomer is chayiv orla. Vanetz lesa shomer v'tolosh shekis. So, what's the kasha? The nates, the crown of the rimon, is considered to be a part of the shmira, part of the klipa. He called it a shemel al gabi shemel. The nates falls off b'shas tolish. Right? So, and how do I know that? Because it is not mitzdarev legavi tumas oichlin, and yet it's aser b'shas for orla. So from here we see that Rava's first attempt to answer Rav's practice is not correct. So then Rava goes on his first Ella Amar Rava. When do we say, what's called the shemel again? Ella Amar Rava again. What's the kasha? Rav, how could you eat the kafrisin in orla mitam hilchas orla because the kafrisin are a shomer lepri, and it says es hatofel lepiriyoi. So Rav says, it's not a real shomer lepri. It's not included in the din of es hatofel. Why? A real shomer lepri is there from the beginning to the end. It starts being a shomer v'shas the period of the peri. It's not there at the end. Is that really correct? But Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Hanei Matchele de Orla. Okay, Matchele de Orla, Rashi says, is the kafras of the date. Same thing. So the matchle the orla hoil v'nasa shem lepri, right? Therefore, they are also because as a tofel period. V'shem lepri masave b'kufra v'kor l'shem lepri, and the matchle is a shemer only at the earlier stages, and it's still called a shem lepri. So again, this is how we unravel Rava's tirutz. Rava wants to tell us that a kaf is not a real shomer lepri. He's saying it is a real shomer lepri based on your standards. Now, before we go weiter, so Rav Nachman Savalak Rav Yosi, Ditnan. Okay? So now the Gemara says, well, maybe Rav Nachman's din of shomer is not the same way that Rava defined shomer. Right, and if we could prove that, then we could re-establish Rava's teretz to Rava's practice. But that's the means keeping a cheshbon one's learning. So now we're examining whether Rava's second teretz can survive Rav Nachman's kasha. Okay, so maybe Rav Nachman. It's an unfair kasha to Rava, because maybe Rav Nachman is going off like Rav Yosi, who said Rava goes off like Rav Yosi. So Rava could still be miyashi Rav's practice during Orla. It doesn't look like Rav Yosi. So did not. Rabbi Yomer smadar aser mibnei shupri. All right. Now we're looking at stages of fruit. So smadar is the first stage of the grape. Right. All fruits are the begin at the base of the center of the flower. My father used to have a very strong interest in botany. When we were little kids, he would always show this to us. That the flowers, you don't really see this because you very, very rarely have fruit flowers on the table because people who grow fruit trees don't want to cut the flowers because others won't get the fruit. But next spring, if you have a chance, maybe we'll find it on YouTube or something.
Who's that?
On a field trip. I have to go to the southern hemisphere right now. So I have to go. So every flower has, in the middle of the flower, is a stem, I forget what it's called. And at the bottom of that stem, something also, ST something, the bottom of that stem is called the ovary of the flower. Right? So the center of the bottom of every flower is a little tiny roundness. When the flower gets pollinated, so that is what completes the fertilization of that fruit, and then the flower falls off. The pistil, they call it the pistil. The center thing falls off, and what's left is a small little roundness at the bottom of the pistil, at the bottom of the flower. That little roundness, when it becomes a little bit more round, a little bit more shaped, that's the smadar. That's the earliest shape, but that's going to become the grape. So the smadar, osir, bibnei shupri. All right? At some point, I'm not sure exactly when, when this little roundness has a certain size, so then that becomes the earliest stage of the fruit. Uplige rabbonon olei, and the rabbonon are chaylek with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbonon hold the smadar is not yet the pre. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi will hold that whatever was there b'shas the smadar, it was only there b'shas the smadar, so then it will not be called the shemel pre. But if it was there b'shas gemar pri, so then the rabbanon will still call it a shemer lepri. Did not. Now b'seim b'smadar oser pri. A rabbanon disagree. So now, what does that do for us?
It says that there's no problem for
Rabbanon. Right. Reb Nachman's kasha was matchle the orla asire because they're shemer lepri. When are they shemer lepri? Only at an earlier stage, not b'shas gemar pri, right? So just like the kafris was also there only b'shas ascholas pri. So Rabbi Yosi is the one that says that the ascholas pri is very, very early on, and therefore the shomer lepri can be defined at a very, very early stage. So Rabbi Nachman, as a kashan rova, that the kafris was not there when the thing was called a pri, but if you don't hold the Rabbi Yosi, so then the kafris is going to be there, will not be there when the pri is called a pri, and therefore, since it's not a shomer of the pri when the pri is called a pri, Rav could eat it b'shas orla. So the Gemara says that unravels Rav Nachman's kasha and Rava, and Rava's yishuv of Rav is sustained. Maskev lo Rav Shimi ben Adoy ubishor ilonim mipligi Rabbanon alei. He says, one second. Rabbanon argues with Yosef when it comes to grapes, but with other fruit, the Rabbanon do accept the idea that an early stage of the fruit is called a fruit, and now we come back to Orla. How do we know that? Because the Rabbanan say that if you have a tree and it's loaded up with early stage fruit, you can't cut that tree down during Shvias. Now Shvias, you can't cut fruit off the tree. The Gemara says, so you can cut the tree itself. Boxer, when they become long and dangly. Grapes, when the grape begins to become a little bit smaller. Not when it's a smadar. Then it's not a fruit yet. Hazesen mishayanitsu. Ushar kolonais mishayaitsiyu. And all other trees, the moment you have the first sign of the fruit. V'om rabiyasi hubaisu garua hupalulavan. That when it comes to grapes, so it's not mishayanitsu. After a little bit more of a grape. Man shamat le damer boy sirin smadar loy rabbonon. Okay, that's not our sugi right now. Uketani shaor kolilonis misha yetsiyo vaistachais. That a kafris. It's there when the slav fruit is there. So the very earliest stage is shemel the pri, and it's there when it's called the pri. So Rava's defense of Rav unravels the kasha that maybe Rav Nachman's kasha was a kasha according to Yosi, is that kasha on Rav Nachman unravels because you asked because of Yosi is a din only in fruit, only in grapes. So Rav Nachman's kasha on Rava is sustained. And therefore, Rava's answer to Rav is no. Is what? It's upgefrecht. It's unraveled. It's not there anymore. Right? So now Rav is difficult. So Elam and Rava, now we can be Yashiv Rav. Okay? So again, that's the sugi within the sugi. So again, just to see the different stages, sugi opens up with how we're going to define pre for the bracha. And when will we have to say shahaka? Sugi says, anything which is at any part is a night lochi not the yinshe kasha from Orla, because Rav did not hold that the kafras was aser ba Orla. Answer is Rav held no.
The kafras is not a pair.
No.
The end.
Not at the end. Right. The Rav held what? That Orla and Bracha are going to, in Orla and Chutz Laaretz will not help us understand Hilchos Brachos. Orla and Eretz Yisrael, yeah. Orla and Chutz Laaretz not, because Orla and Chutz, we're going to take the Mekel to Geshita. Alright, that's the Sugya. Next Sugya. How could Rav not worry about Shayim Lepri? Answer is, because the Kafras is not a real Shayim Lepri. Why? Because it does not, it's not essential for the pre to be a pre li'achar harvested. Not essential. The pre will not get shulda if you take off the kafras. Alright? Now, in the middle between the kasha and Rav, why didn't he worry about the shomer lepri and orla? And the answer of what's a good shomer lepri, we did have a small sugya that might be relevant to his brachis. And what was that sugya? So why would that be important for Yechus Brachis? No, whoa, why'd you say that?
I guess if you don't connect, or if you connect Orla to Brachos, then you would say that.
Who'd you say that? Yeah. Maybe you don't make Brachos in Shomer Lepri.
Yeah, in Orla, don't you just give something that's
S. Esatofel Lepri. No? Which part of the sugya will become relevant to us?
Is there a top one?
Was that?
Kasha.
concept of Iker v'Tafel?
No.
When they're cutting down the tree.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that's not going to help us get be magdib the Iker v'Bracha. What? Okay. Now maybe for the din of Shvius. Okay, but say it a little bit deeper. What's the issue in that sugya? What's the real issue in that sugya? No, correct. But what again? Which nakuda? When it starts becoming free? So we had so. In trying to understand what a Shomer LePri is, we do go back to define when is the Pri a Pri. Right? Because one of the Terutzim was, it's only called a Shomer LePri if it's a Pri. So in that Sugya, we do go back to defining what is a Pri to what stage of the fruit is a Pri. And that's going to be a Din L'Gavi Orel and a Din L'Gavi Shmita. That's going to become relevant again. What bracha do you make on a smada and a smada? All right? And then there's one more ha'ora that Kenny said. And it said maybe the sugya of es ha'tofel lepri will become important for parents also. Right? L'chayr is counterintuitive. But there is a machlekes rajbor raivin in that. So that we'll have to understand. Right? No, what Kenny said accidentally might be correct, but right, we have to understand why would something that's counterintuitive, Kenny happened to say it, why would we still say it's that mistake? Right? In other words, it's the machlokes rishonim, where the esatofel lepiria had relevant to those brachas, but there's a svara there, but until we see it in the rishonim. That doesn't rise the bar of a svara. Correct. So are all the parts of the sugya laid out? Any kashas? So our major interest is Hilchos Brachos. There is a very interesting Tosfos Lagavi Voltashos. Maybe we'll talk about that. But if we'll go into Orla, I don't think we'll go into Orla too deeply or too much. In order to be able to go weiter in Hilchos Brachos. So, which Rashba was it Divrei Maaseh you want to look at? A little bit louder?
Omer of Elazar or something
like that? Well, what was in the.
I think that was in the chorus. Omer of Elazar.
Oh, okay, good. So, that's it. So, why isn't it here? Because it's Omen Aleph. That's right. Here. Rebel Yezer, Oimer. Slav, Miss Aser, Rav Yoinais, Atimreis, Akafiz, and Mikiv Oimer, Ein, Miss Aser, Elav Yoinais, Bilvan. After the talk, I understand what's the cash of here? What's missing? Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
The olives, good. Why? So we have to understand why the olive not make it into Eliezer.
That's the question.
Because?
A leaf is not a fruit.
And the timbers?
The Rebbe described those. I don't understand. The way the Rebbe described them yesterday, which I didn't really do so, as much research as I probably should, but Rebbe said they're like bubbles on the branch.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure what that meant. But bubbles sound like they're more appetizing than leaves.
But how about tea? If you make a mint tea, it's from the leaves. Leaves. How about a lot of salads or edible leaves? No? We're not necessarily, we're not limited to Eitzel. We're not limited. It's a question of Shaco. So, Tzarechin, I have to come back to that. Good. Right, so the Rashba said kasha. Rashba said, "What happened to the Alan?" Ikol lemeimer dasikur b'li ezer v'afal gavde l'di day eina alin misasrin to lechoshev l'hu afilu kiyerek. Not even like a piece of lettuce. Mikol mokim l'nyen bracha kevan the mishani minei v'noti l'yinshei afilu v'adayta afilu v'adayta hani kishusa v'ruchay m'varach afilu alin v'ayri priyadoma avul l'inyen meiser. The midrabbanon lechivu oisai ala alin. Amol Rabbi Kiva loyasya. Rabbi Kiva loy mevarecha kafrisin bari fiates el al mashu ikra pri. Vekevin de lidi day ain misasim elav yoinois shmaminid lechoshim le pri ha aids. Vilchach afilinin brocha came. Vetedalacha. The ilu efshon lechalek befri aids being brocha la maisev or la maikon maisev season. Right, so in terms of the yisayit of the sugya, what we can learn from the sugya, so Rashba says that you have an important idea. He says, and that's the yisayit for the whole eon of the sugya. The Gemara never stopped to say ani bracha, ani trumas and maisers. Okay, so therefore the Rashba says Rabbi Akiva and Yezir will tak em machleks and brachas, right? And Rabbi Akiva will make a shahakol on everything but the avyainos. Good. Eliezer will make a birchas bari priya eight and the vienis and kafrisin. He'll make a bari pidama on the. Right. So now the Rashba says, so now I'm a little bit stuck. Couldn't Rabbi Akiva have a consistent shita? But, right? Maiser, a pri is a pri is a pri. Maiser, orla, bracha, gavaldi. All right, Chazal when they're misak in the nusach, they said define pre based on zroim. Rabbi Eliezer says define pre based on zroim. Maybe right? He says when I cut why? Because Alan, you're not giving trumas and maaser from Alan. So now, so who is our Mishnah like? Who is our Braisa like? When the Braisa said that Mine Nitzvain, and we included Alan, not Rikiva, it's not really Rabbi Eliezer. And once you do that, so then you have to redefine what a free is. Nochamol, again. So Ikal and Meimer. So the Rashba says, no, we only have two Shitas, Rikiva Eliezer. Right? And they can go a step further. The Gemara doesn't ask. So why didn't the Gemara ask? Rabbi Eliezer doesn't fit either. So it means the Gemara must hold. Does fit. Right? To Ikal Lameimar, the Asik Rabbi Eliezer. Va'af agav l'didei eino alin mis'asrin, d'lai choshev lu afilu ki yerek, because you're not even going to say boy for your Dhamma. Mikol mokaim, linyan bracha, Kevan the Mishani Minei Venati Le Yinshi Afilu Wa Daita Dani Kishusa Bruchay Mivarech Afilu Wa Alin Barfi Adama Abul Inyan Maisem Dimirabonon Lechiva Wa Yisayal Alin. So what's the Rashba's Teretz? So now aren't we more stuck than we were before? Right? Avol Rabbi Akiva le'yaseh Rabbi Akiva le'morcha kafrisin bari pri'eitz el al mashu yikapri v'keim l'idei m'sasar l'vyonis sh'ma mina l'chosh l'pri'eitz hilcha chafilu l'nibrocha kein v'teinu l'cha d'ilu efshu l'chalik v'pri'eitz v'in brocha l'maiser v'orla Michael Moshe Mestisa d'nis v'l'rav Vilma brocha shayni hilcha l'idon k'ayim l'n k'Rabbi Akiva afin yin brocha l'ayim v'orcha n'akafrisin bari pri'eitz el bari pri'adama. Umiktas svarm garsi, right? So lechayra, we have to explain something over here, because the Rashba gives us the yisoid of the sugya, and then says maybe it doesn't work for Alan. So what's pshat, right? Rabbi Kiva he holds is something called an ikurpri, not an ikurpri. Okay, I'm not sure what that is. It's the ikur, it's not the ikur. All right, well. We're defining pri as what? Pri lagabe bracha. What have we learned so far? How are we coming into the sugya? Was that? Before he got to Kibbutz Lozer. And what's the machlokes? Right? But machlokes, Shmuel or Yehuda, whether it's Shahakal or whether it is. Right. And the Gemara says, what is that machlokes based on? Right? So a dait to the hachi, not the yinshe. And the Gemara says that kura is a dait or not a dait? So therefore, should be shakul. Okay? So for Shmuel, we have a clarity as to what is, how you define pri. A dait hachi, not the yinshe. What about Legabe Rav Yehuda? He'll say Hayyos again. So the we're understanding that both Shmuel and Rav Yehuda accept the definition of a pri is Daita Nachinat Yisha. Right? Machlekes Yehuda Shmuel is what happens if I have a temporary Daita Nachi, which then becomes part of the plant afterward. Okay, so that's halach and kevud d'shtani. Next. Now the Gemara. So now, we should be saying, what is magdir pri legave zeroim? A daita nahdinche, right? A daita nahdinche, that's mikaveya, whether. You could, whether it's nitin for pri legavi orlo, whether it's nitin for right? Orlo maisa shvius whole deal. All right, good. So now the Rashba says, and the Rashba says that's got to be the getter for pri legavi zerom and legavi. Right? Okay. And so the Ra'ah did say, what did the Ra'ah say?
It's also
like a classic
definition.
If you go with a
pri,
it doesn't matter.
What is that? Iker pri is going to be pri, legabe everything. However, when it's not the Iker pri. Okay, good. So now we're stuck because according to Rashba, the best we can do in our sugya is Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to pass Rabbi Akiva. Right? We're going to pass Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is according to Rajba. And exactly how to be Magda according to Rabbi Akiva, we're not sure, right? Because Rabbi Akiva says that according to the Rajba, right? We would have said that when it comes to Orla, no, it's Rav, sorry, no, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only the Evyonis, right? So how is.
He's marked here by the Iker, what's the Iker Pri?
Right. In other words, Rabbi Kiva will hold there are different pay rates. But legabe the bracha, because Rabbi Akiva le mevarcha kafrisin bari pri eitz elomashu ikar apri. How are we defining ikar apri?
I guess a dait to damage.
So it could be a dait to the speculative now. Could be a dait to the inish that have a larger probability. By a larger number of people, larger population, or Iker Pri could be based on the Teva. Doesn't tell us. Kol Mashu Iker Pri. V'kevud leidu ein mis'aser elav yoynesh ma'amin leichoshim lei priyates hilcha afila inyin bracha kein. Okay. What will Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer will say, "Dai dochi nata yinshei," is a pre until you get to Alan. If you look Alan Bari, but Alan, he would not even say a Bari Pri Adama. So what's Rabbi? What is Rabbi Eliezer's shita then? And what's even more difficult is the Rashba says that our sugya has to be in the Rabbi Eliezer sugya. All right. So again, so what's the nakuda we're holding right now? The nakuda is that the Rashba points out that the mahalach of our sugya is based on a yesoid that Chazal, when they formulated the bracha of Boirei Pri Hadoma Eitz, they followed the halacha of Pri Legav Bezra. Okay? Very, very mistaken that would happen. Why confuse things? I'll give you a great marshal. When Rabbi Teitz came to America, he saw that people were making a Boirei Pri Eitz on bananas. And if that's incorrect, it's Boirei Pri Adama and bananas. All right? We'll explain why as we'll invite them. So one of the takanas he made was that the Jews in Elizabeth should use bananas for carpus. How is he going to drill into his balabata and the bananas are Adama? Because if every Seder, they're going to have bananas by carpus, and you have to make a Boirei Pri Adama. So by making something more uniform, that's how you can weed out confusions. Okay? So it makes sense that Chazal, when the Misakin Brochis are going to confirm and strengthen the understanding of the Priyas, Lagabe Zeron. Why would they confuse things? Forget it. They start saying Boirei Pri Adama and things you don't give Zeron. They're going to end up creating a confusion, Lagabe Halachas. So it makes a lot of sense. Good? And that's the Yisrael of our sugya. So now we have to end what's called the pre came into the Ahinat Inche. Okay, good. We'll say a little bit different. He'll say the Ikir Pri and a not Ikir Pri. Fine. But it'll still be the same Yisoid. A pre is a pre is a pre. Based on Zerom, Trumi, Smeiser, Orla, Gvaldi. So now Rashba says, but the sheet doesn't fit exactly. Right? Why? Because Lagav Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to call the Alin, we're going to make a bracha and Boirei Pri Adama in the Alin, but it's not going to be Chayiv and Trumis and Maisis and Orlon. So Tzarechiyan, why didn't Chazal say Shehakol on the Alin? Right? That's a religious sheet to whom we don't paskin like. Rabbi Akiva, whom we do paskin like, so he's going to say, when it comes to Trumas and Maiseres, so there's going to be something called the Iker Pri. And, okay, so let's go slow. There's going to be Iker Pri. And Rabbi Kiva is going to be consistent that whatever is called a Pri Lagabe Zeroim is a Pri Lagabe Bracha. That's going to be consistent. Rabbi Akiva is not going to accept a daita d'ochi nata yinshei. Right? Am I saying correctly? The aside of the equation of Zeram and Bracha, so that Rabbi Akiva goes all the way through. Rabbi Eliezer accepts it with the Alan falling off. Rabbi Akiva accepts it all the way. Right? That means that our sugya is heavily shalei kalacha. Okay, we can live with that. Rabbi Akiva, mechaverim, good. How's Rabbi Akiva defining a pri? I'm not sure. It's an ikar pri. Is ikar pri the numbers of people? Is ikar pri the botanically? Ikar pri is the ra'az, everything without came to that dachnati yinshe. The hilchach le didon the kan Rabbi Akiva afn yin brachol le mevarch and a karpis and boirei pri eitz ella boirei pri adama. Why boirei pri adama? So sorry, Rabbi Akiva is going to say that Priya Eitz is going to be consistent with Orla. Orla is only in trees. Priya Eitz will be consistent for Trumis and Mais only Priya Lonois. All right? I for Shvius is Labdavki Lonois. Okay. Umiksas form Garsi Nami Yochin, Behedja, Vishili Schmeitzen, Bemaskona de Schmeitzen, Bilagabi Orla, Lav Pirininu, Lagabi Brocha Nami, Lav Pirininu, Vilayma Borchin, Luya Bor Priates, and Labori Priyadoma. Avola Rai Vidkosav, the Enoi Miloshina Gemara, Elame Rav Balhalochis, that the Raivid says that addition to the sugya is not part of the sugya, it comes from the Bahag. Ula oilam the inyan brocha mevarchana kafrisin boy re priates. Vieno mechuvar kamisha kasavti. Dim kain lehavi moisiv mino lamar baravashi dochel zakfrisin. Says the Raivid that kafrisin do get a Borei Priya Eitz. The Rashba says, how could that be? What's the teretz for the Raivid? So that's what you said before, right? Now, as the Raivid holds, let's finish up. The Raivid, how can we explain the Raivid? To say that we're going to single out Kafrisin, so that's not going to be Rabbi Eliezer and it's not going to be Rabbi Akiva. But there's one way you can be Miyashiv the Raivid, and that's what Kenny's saying. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds it's a Tofel Pri. No, why wouldn't the Rashba accept that? But this is going to if you hold this a total, it will be dinner in the world.
Right, exactly. So why is the kasha? Why did Rahino Murad eat the kafrisin?
Good. But the Rashba. But so that'll be that's the Rashba's kasha in the Raivid. Good. So the.
Right, we'll say there's a difference between Hilchos Brachos and Arlo.
Who will say? So how is the revival that he's shot in the sugya then? So he's learning as a tofel pri. No, it's also an orla. So later on we say, well, the kafris is not really a tofel lepri, according to the Lashita Rava, right? So that's the Rashba says. How can we include the kafrisin as the borei priates? Because it doesn't satisfy the real requirements of a shemir lepri. That's shaya. I will arrive in cause of the ena meloshna gemara. Right, so that's what Avraham is saying. The Gemara that says, "Lagabe orla lav pirin ninu, lagabe brocha nami lav pirin ninu." That equation, "V'loy mevorchan aluya bor priates." That equation, the Raivid held was not miloshen haGemara. Eler mi rav balalochis. So therefore, the Raivid is taking issue with the balalochis, and the Raivid holds that something could be a pre legabe and not a pre legabe orla. And that would be the kafrisin. Could be a pre legabe bracha, benada pri legabe orla. The Rashba says that they're violently hard to learn in the sugya. Okay, we'll have to figure out how he learns in the sugya. But the Ravid is saying, so lech oira, how could you say delgabi orla la pirininu legabi brocha nami la pirininu? And the rabbi would say, no, that something could be, have a bracha, boire pri, but won't have the iser of orla. So l'chayra, the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ravid is when the Gemara darshan es atofa l'pri, did the Gemara say that es atofa l'pri teaches us that the tofel is part of the pri? Or did the Gemara say, no, we extend orla to non-pri? Right? So if you hold that the pshat in es atofa l'pri means that the din of orla goes beyond pri, so then it would make sense to say that legabe orla, it's not a pri, right? Again, if the din of es atofa l'pri means that it always stays tofel l'pri, it never becomes a pri. So then, when it comes to bracha, we would not make a bracha of bar pri on the kafrisin, especially on the gavirla. On the other hand, if it's a tofel l'pri, means that it mamish becomes like the pri, alpidin, it becomes like the pri. So then, it would stand to reason that legabi bracha, we would also say it's considered to be a bari pri. Right, so that could come out as the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ravid. What is the gzeiros hakosav as a tofel lepri? Is the Torah saying we're going to be magdir pri a little bit broader, or is the Torah saying no, we're going to be magdir or a little bit broader? Okay, so that's just to explain the machlekes a little bit. But again, where we still have the yesod of the sugya that Rashba establishes, which we understand, but yet it does not help us understand Rebbe Eliezer, and is not the maskana according to Rebbe Akiva. Okay, good. So we'll pick up from you tomorrow. Right, like to. Say it again.